Jess in with you this morning. Now, as we spoke about a little bit earlier on in the show at last night's Muswellbrook Shire Council meeting, we do have a new Muswellbrook Shire Mayor, and he joins me in the studio this morning. It's former Deputy Mayor Rod Skiles. Rod, how are you doing?
Former Deputy Mayor, I like that, Jess.
Well, you are now the Mayor.
Yes, until we have the next lot of elections, yes, I'm the interim Mayor.
Yes.
I'm very humbled by that, by my fellow councillors asking me to lead them up until that time, and I'm looking forward to the experience.
Yeah, you've been a part of the Muswellbrook community for some time now.
Nearly odd 40 years I've actually been in Muswellbrook, and this is my ninth year on council.
Yep.
So, and I've also been deputy mayor for basically 5 years. So,
yep.
And in the last 12 to 18 months, Martin has basically started to take a step backwards, and I've started filling into those roles, and Jacinta's actually stepped up into a few roles as well, and picked up a few bit as well. So hence she's got the deputy mayor's Guernsey last night.
Yeah. So over the last 9 years that you've been with council, Martin was saying last night in his outgoing speech that it's been quite a transformative time, I guess you could say, for council and for the community.
The council, what has happened, it's actually not only my period, it was the 4 years prior to me coming on council. It's one of the imperatives that allured me to council, was that we had a council that looked like it wanted to do dynamic things. It wanted not just to be a country town in New South Wales, it wanted to be one of the best country towns in New South Wales, and not just in the way it looked down the beautiful boulevards, the core heart of the town, to have strength and to be a very livable place. We're not there yet in all aspects, and possibly we should never really get there, but should we always strive to get there? And Martin is a very dynamic mayor. He had a very unique style, and that style did alienate some people. I'm a very different type of person to Martin. But the achievements he's done, we should not lose.
No, exactly. And I guess between now and September, council can't really do too much, but is there anything that you want to focus on?
There's basically just to keep the dynamic activity that's happening going, for no reason to stop now. And I think that's one of the reasons I'm in the role, to ensure what we've already started continues.
Yep.
And some of those things are still in the embryonic state or just into the planning stage. Some of them are particularly close to my heart, like the Hunter Park and Wallumbai Park last night for you, and the Youth Services Building, which was the previous council, because youth is a very important part of this community, and the country towns looking after youth is very important. The other thing is is aged care people and young families. We've got to have facilities and look after all these people.
Yeah, exactly. So coming up to the council elections, are you planning on running?
Yes, I am planning on running.
Yeah.
With regards to continuing as mayor, which is purely the choice of fellow councillors when they're elected, next council will have quite a different makeup, because we're potentially have, as a minimum, 4 new councillors. There's anecdotally, it appears there's going to be quite a large field. So when people start thinking about who they're going to vote for, that they actually think about who are the right people for that role.
Exactly. And I guess in the lead up to the elections as well, we're encouraging people in the local community, if you want to make a difference and you want to go on council, go for it.
That's right. I also like to put a slight caveat on that. You've got to be able to have the time and the ability to not only read all the documents, but actually understand all the documents. And it can be fairly challenging at times. Like, we only get the documents for the council meeting 4 or 5 days beforehand, and they can be very large documents, and it takes a lot of reading. And very often there is time imperatives which aren't set by council. They're set by state authorities or other external forces, which we have to meet.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, congratulations, and congratulations to your deputy as well, Jacinta Ledlin.
Yes.
Fantastic stuff.
I'd like to congratulate Jacinta on her election. She's a well-deserving choice.
Yes, definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming in this morning, and congratulations.
Thank you, Jess.